I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Central Stadium, an iconic sporting venue. As part of a major fundraising drive, My Stadium Seat is offering you the chance to place your name or the name of someone who loves GAA on a seat at the Field of Legends. Packages from €100 include seat naming plaques, certs of authenticity, online biographies, and open day tickets. Show your support. Visit mystadiumseat.com. Central Stadium, where every name matters.
Hello and welcome to the Premier View podcast, episode number 86. Today I'm your host Kevin Ryan, and I'm joined by the wordsmith from JK Bracken's, Anthony Shelley. Today we're going to preview the football quarterfinals. So I suppose, as the great Eamon Dunphy once said at one stage in the World Cup, when the round of 16 was starting, the crap teams have gone home now, and now the real fun starts and the serious teams are left. So while I'm not making the same comparison with the Tipperary Football Championship, Anthony, things are certainly heating up now with the quarterfinal stage and the first round of the Tom Cusack Cup.
Yeah, well, the cream comes to the top, doesn't it? And the top eight teams for the year have come through the group. One or two, probably, that we weren't expecting, but you know, you can nearly every year pick the top five or six to come through in the Football Championship. And that's what's happened. And the top four seeds from the groups actually topped the groups. So they're the top seeds for the.
Aidan Barry has gone off the pastures now since, you know, we previewed the group stages. They were so impressed with his, you know, with his profile into the groups that now I think they added him to the commercials ticket for the rest of the year. So conflicted, so he said he mightn't be able to do any more until commercials go out, if they do go out. So, you know, we did call out the first four group winners, you know, with the first four seeds. You obviously yourself had a strong fancy for JK Bracken's. Fairness, you know, we did kind of give most of the second seeds that came through a fair chance. Like, you know, you fancied Art Finn, and I might have went for Aherlow, who were injury hit. Upper Church, we gave a right chance of getting through, and Arrowvale have, you know, come good a bit there. So, you know, we weren't too far off the mark. Maybe the first game there, which is, you know, a game which I think, you know, is nearly drawn every year at this stage, which is Commercials versus Arrowvale in a quarter final. You know, and they must be pulling their hair out and tipped down from having to kind of, you know, having to play this one again.
Yeah, but in fairness to them, now they're a bit of disarray for the last couple of years, Arrowvale. But we played them in the first round on a bad night up in Dundrum. And to be honest, we were very, very lucky to get out with a win. They were very well organised. Niall Fitzgerald from My Rovers is over them this year and has them very well organised. they had it back to 7 points all and were certainly on top of us with about 10 minutes or 8 minutes to go when they received a black card. And that gave us the opportunity to go on, and we only won by 2 points and lucky to get out with it. But I was really impressed with how Niall had set them up, how organized they were. They like to play the running game. Like, yeah, I mean, they have some fine players in Donnelly and his brother Shane, Mikey O'Dwyer. So some really good players that they always had. They just needed that little bit, that helping hand that Niall Fitz has obviously brought to them to organise them. But look, at the end of the day, you're going to be up against Clonmel Commercials. I think they took a bit of a hammering from Clonmel. Was it last year? But I can remember it might have been 2018 or 2019, where the two teams met at this stage of the competition on a wet night over in Dr. Morris Park, and Commercials were very lucky to get out with a win. They were hanging on for the final whistle. Arvel had kicked a few bad wides, and there was only a point in it at the end. So they would have, you know, you'd have to go with Commercials. They've been tipping through the group. They're nice and handy. Like, they've played three games. I was just looking at it earlier. They're scoring, you know, even though, as I was saying, they mightn't be at their best because they haven't been winning by the huge margins that they've won in previous years, they're still scoring 21 points per game, averaging 21 points per game, and only conceding 10. So even if they have a bad day, they have a little bit of a margin of error to play around with there. Like, you know,
I think they would be a bit more wound up for the group stages going on results, and obviously the eye-catching ticket they had in place, as you said, it wasn't Mick O'Dwyer that they had.
Well, you know, that Robbie has now stepped down. Like, Robbie's no longer with him. I think he was spending, you know, it's personal reasons, he was spending more and more time down in Waterville with the father. It just wasn't logistically possible to be in Clonmel and Waterville at the same time. So that's the reason for that. Like, but you know, just still, he had a good ticket in place before he went with and Philly.
Well, you know, Callum. A lot of the work, you know, he did freshen things up there early on in the year. So, like, yeah, it's a blow for him personally, and obviously to have to step down. And
yeah, it is, and in the circumstances, he had to step down. It's not easy. He would love to have said on it, but you know, like, as I said, there's still a good management team in place, and I believe they've added Paul Fitzgerald since
they have Aidan Barry.
But, like, I mean, that's grand. It's grand to have a good management team. None of them are playing, like, and it still has to be done on the field. And sure, they have household names everywhere. There's no point in going through them, but you know. Well, at the end of the day, I would expect Commercials to win it, but not by the cricket score that they might have won previously. You know, Arabelle will keep it tight enough, but after 40 or 45 minutes, you would imagine the inevitable will happen.
If you're not set up well, I think Commercials do definitely have the firepower to punish, really, even before that.
They will be set up well. They are, you know, you can see by the results. They are set up well and probably have a bit of a confidence back, and you know, they can throw the shackles off, sure, they've nothing to lose, like, you know, so you might as well go with it. But yeah, definitely Commercials win there.
Exactly. We'll move on to the next game, which is on to your own club there, which is this will be the first of two meetings in both codes between Brackens and Upper Church. I suppose the second of, given they met in the mid hurling championship already early in the year. But Brackens, you know, they've kind of gone about their business fairly well in the group stages, I think, keeping an eye on their results. But low-key enough, obviously, there's a great buzz around the club at the moment. They've bagged a hurling championship and are into the quarterfinals of the hurling. So, you know, again, Upper Church, probably another club on a bit of a high there, going well in both codes. Again, how do you think this one will go?
This is going to be tight. This is one game, like, Upper Church, a team that don't suit us, like, I mean, We play a strong running game, you know, but funny enough, we struggle.
Before letting you back in, Upper Church were very competitive against Commercials for a long period in the group game.
They were. That was down in Golden, was at that. And, you know, up to half time, even though they went in a point down, I think they were probably the better team in the first half. And, you know, if they could keep that up, and it was only the goal that started from the throw-in in the second half kind of set Commercials up for the rest of it. Like, but I mean, Upper Church, you know, they get the ball, as I often say, when they get it, they don't give it back to you two-handed. They have a lot of strong runners, you know, the likes of Gavin Ryan home from centre back, Jack Butler. But the one thing I suppose that we will have to be, well, it's well flagged now, but I was just looking at it there earlier. Paul and Luke Shanahan have done 88% of their scoring this year. You know, I mean, if you can mark them and if we can get on top now, not an easy job, two fabulous players, two absolutely, as you've seen in that game against Commercials, Paul is a handful. He's a big lad with a good boot and well able to play. But if we can get a handle on them, you know, you would hope that we would have more firepower than Upper Church. But it's a really tight one. Obviously, I'm going to go with my own lads to win it. And to play honestly, I think we should be winning it. But if you look at the average scores for and against, there is absolutely nothing between it. We've been averaging 12 points per game and conceding 11. Whereas Upper Church have been averaged 13 points per game and conceding 12. So there's not a lot of room for lads to play around with. Both teams will have to be at their best to get over it. And both teams will have to win. You know, we're as I said, only averaging 12 points per game. That won't be good enough to get over Upper Church, or 13 points won't be good enough to get over us. Some teams won't be good enough to win
a county, Anthony, from seeing three group games against, you know, three season performers at this stage, Ballyporeen, Aravale and Aroge. Would you be of an opinion to maybe revise your early prediction on this podcast about fancying your own club, JK Brackens, for county honours?
God, no. We're
just,
still
just
there.
Just might beat Upper Church, but my
we're still there. I would say we, apart from maybe the first 20 minutes against Ballyporeen, where we were absolutely outstanding, but then took the foot off the gas, we haven't played to our potential yet. And don't underestimate the bounce that we would have got from that win last week in the hurling, against Nina. I mean, if we're not buzzing for this, we'll never be buzzing. And particularly with Upper Church again in the hurling the week after, we do it very much 50-50. I know at the time of the mid-final, I think we had got together 45 times during the year, and it was 23 hurling, 22 football. So it is, you know, you won't get too much more 50-50 than that. My worry is we haven't played the walkover against them that Aroge and Carr to give us in the third round. Kind of, the show came late for that, so we weren't able to organise a game that way against them. We haven't actually played football in a competitive football match in a while, and that would be a worry for the start of the game. But I think, I just think we will get over, but just about.
Just by the bare minimum. I will move on to probably, you know, for what my money is to tie the round. It's Lochmore versus Kilsheel, and any of the Commercials and Aravale punters that are in for that game, I think it's a double header in cashes, so you know they actually get their money's worth, which is, you know, a great idea by staying on for the second game. I think you were at the Kilsheelan versus Rockwell down in Clonmel that game in the third round. I was at it myself. Kilsheelan very lucky to get out of Clonmel into the knockout stages, I thought, after it. Lochmore, probably again another team that will be kind of happy enough with their progress to this, as you would expect from a reigning county champions team.
Yeah. I dropped out to Clonmel for that. And I tell you, after 10 minutes, I thought Kilsheen and were absolutely outstanding. And I was saying to myself, I'd be going home at halftime here. You know, they were doing everything right. They were having a right good cut at it. But most importantly, they were turning the ball over on Rockwell high up the field. And when you do that, you don't have far to go to the goal then. Like if you can do it around the 45-meter line and turn them up there. I think they went 1-3 to no score up and were absolutely moonwalking through the game at that stage. And then they just sat back, as sometimes they tend to do. And in fairness, Rockwell, you know, threw the shackles off and had a cut at them. Just that little bit of class that Kilsheelan had got them over the line in that. You know, it was talent versus hard work, I'd say. But in this particular case, the talent just about came out on top. And Kilsheelan,
aren't they, Kilsheelan? They have a lot of lads that have played football for Tipperary in various grades.
Oh, they have. They are a talented side. It's just, I think they get in their own way at times. You know, I always think that when they go forward and keep at it, that they're one of the best out there, without a doubt. but they tend to sit back and try to attack. The further they try, the deeper they try to attack from. It doesn't work because there's only so many.
Like a boxer against Rockwell taking the punches and kind of sizing up. You know, look, they did throw a few nice punches themselves because when they got up the field,
they did. When you sit back like that, I mean, you're now 80 yards from the goal, and there's only so many 80 yard runs the likes of Bill Maher and these lads can make in a game, like, you know, before they eventually tire. Like, they were hanging on at the end there. Like, they were, I mean, it took three good frees from Evan to get them over the line at the end. But on the other side of the coin, Loughmore have been going around probably the most impressive team in the championship this year. And I thought maybe, you know, we said that in the first podcast that if the injuries are to catch up with them, this is where it'll show. But I'm not so sure. Like, they've just gone about their business nice and quietly. When I'd be over at Brackens years ago, I used to say, like, when we'd be playing Loughmore, that if we could get to 13 or 14 points, they won't get past 13 or 14 points. This year, they're averaging 20 points per game in the three games. Like, you know, they're still only conceding 10. Like, they're a different animal. They have a few lads with the addition of really Conor Ryan and them.
Cashel as well. Football game in Cashel. I think Loughmore always.
It's like a home ground to them. They'll love it. Should be an intriguing game. For me, I'll be going with Loughmore just because I think they'll be able to figure it out better on the day. Like, they have the players on the field that will know and how to figure it out if things are going wrong. Whereas Kilshalen kind of need everything going to plan for them. And when you're playing Loughmore, you don't get everything going to plan for yourselves. Just about Loughmore, I mean, this time last year, they met this time last year. And Kilshalen got off to an awful start. I think they might have went 7 or 8 points down. But in the end, they missed a 13-yard free to draw the game, take it into extra time. Like, and so they'll take heart from that they can't afford to have a bad start like they had last year. And they'll know that when they run at Loughmore, Loughmore don't like a team running out of meter because they'll commit a lot of fouls. But when they run at Loughmore, they will cause them problems. It's just whether they can do it for an hour is another thing. And so
I'll go with the surprise there.
Would you? Right, yeah. Well, I go with Loughmore by one or two.
They're due a performance. Again, look, I'm looking at the players. Look, I'm picking it off paper here, but, like, you know, maybe Loughmore are a bit vulnerable at this stage in it. But, yeah, they're putting up good scores and all that. But, like, yeah, Kilshalen, surely at this stage now, they have a big performance in them, I think. So, I'll go for Kilshalen, maybe a surprise win there. Move on to the last quarter final. This one's down below in Clonmel. All South Affair, Mull Rovers versus Artfinnan. Artfinnan, probably, you know, a surprise result there was strong with Aherlow in the group stages when probably, you know, most had them down to kind of an injury hit Aherlow, probably, you know, to beat with ease. But, you know, they got their business done on the final group day. They're in the quarterfinals. They're against the Mull Rovers side, who, you know, likewise topped their group. Thoughts on this one?
Like, as much as I'd like to, Artfinnan are a good side when they get going and they're running at you. They're a good side and they give us, you know, we were very lucky to get over them last year at this stage. Any team with Tom and Lynchy over them is going to be much like Arabelle Rovers. They're going to be well organised. But I just think my Rovers will just have too much firepower for them. Like, I mean,
I don't think they're a very good side. I don't think they're a very good side.
They're still in the last eight, and they're there on merit. You know, and like, they would have been very disappointed with the result against Aherlow, but like, it was a last minute penalty at the end of the day, last kick of the ball, the penalty that
getting to the last eight of a Rugby World Cup, though, Anthony.
Possibly at this stage, possibly. But, you know, as I said, this time last year, I might have been in agreement with you. I went down to, I think it was Golden, the game was in last year, and I thought we should be winning comfortably by 4 or 5 points. But, as I said, we were lucky. They can put up a performance. They have some good players. Like, I mean, any team with Colin O'Shaughnessy, Billy Hewitt, Michael Barlow, who else? Yeah, like, they have a young lad there that you probably have never seen, but he's only about 17 or 18. He has to be 18, I suppose, if he's playing. Young Jack O'Neill, he's going to be a great footballer in times to come. Like, Gerry Cohen is still putting it in there in the middle of the field. They have some good footballers. They're not too bad, but I think this might be a step too far for them.
Yeah, my Rovers coming in a bit under the radar still. Back to the South Junior Hurling title at the weekend versus Grange Walker, but the football,
a bit like us, they got to walk over in the last in the last round, so they're kind of under the radar, and that nobody has seen them for the guts of a month, Drum, in fairness to Drum, they call that early, and my Rovers were able to go off and play a challenge match against Nemo Rangers, so that'll have brought them up, and have them ready. And as I said, with the hurling as well, they'll be fine. They've too many good players to not get over this one.
Yep, that's fair enough there. So you're going maybe with the four first seeds. I'll take the surprise result with the Kilsheelan. But I think whatever is in store, I think we're in for two tasty semi-finals, whoever comes out of those games. So
if you're right and Kilsheelan beat Loughmore, well then nobody will want them in a semi-final. Yeah.
We'll move briefly on to, I suppose, the relegation or the Tom Cusack Cup, depending on what you want to call it. I just look at the fixtures. I want to get this right. Am I right in saying Care and Drummond Inch is a relegation semi-final?
Yeah.
As is Éire Óg and Athair, though.
That's it.
Yeah, so as well as being Tom Cusack.
Yeah, the quarterfinals. They're Tom Cusack quarterfinals, but also relegation semi-finals. They double up. So the two winners will go into the Tom Cusack semi-finals, and the two losers will go into the relegation final.
Yeah, I suppose Drum are where they are, intermediate champions from last year, but geez, we need a whole podcast to talk about Care.
Yeah.
What's going on in Care over the last couple of years?
It's hard to know, and I believe that, earlier on in the year they would have thought that they were kind of getting it back together.
They also pulled out the South Championship, didn't they?
They've had a lot of injuries, in fairness to them. But they only barely survived relegation last year, and they might just get away with it this year again. But I have a feeling that, and I could well be wrong, but I have a feeling that who are the due to play this weekend?
Drum.
I don't know. Drum pulled out of the last game. They might pull out of this one as well because they're getting the horn over the hurling.
They are, but if they do show, and presuming they will, you've got the fairly athletic team, fairly can play football, can put up a big score as well, and have been competing in the two group games that they did play.
Kevin, there's no doubt about it. If they show and they show with a proper team, they will be Care, but will they? That's the thing. That's the great unknown there. They might just wait and take their chance in the relegation final if they want to stay up.
And that relegation final will be the losers of Athair and Éire Óg.
Hard to know there as well.
Derby.
Local derby, they often take on a life of their own. I mean, Athair, they may have Mark Russell back by next weekend. I'm not 100% sure. If he's back, he'd be a big plus to them. Éire Óg, they have a relegation in the hurling as well to face as well, don't they?
Your annual relegation battle in the hurling.
And nobody knows how to pull out relegation battles better than Éire Óg. That's a real 50-50. That actually could be one of the games of the weekend, just for completely different...
That'll be a tight game.
So
that'll be another... Maybe Éire Óg just...
Depending on what Drum throw up, if they come with a full team, Drum will survive. Mm. If they don't, they'll give Care a chance.
The interesting thing about this competition, if there is anything interesting about it, is that they're the two relegation semis and the first round games, but the two other first round games, looking at Rockwell, who won this last year, play Ballyporeen. Ballyporeen are probably, they have a hurling quarterfinal coming up the next year, so I can't see what their appetite that they'll be going fully gung-ho for this. Killinall, maybe, on the other hand, nodding play for the hurling against Mycarty Boris, who are also in relegation. So it's a bit of a trend here coming, Anthony, that, if you're going well in the hurling, it could lead hand in hand that you might be more likely to go well in the football, and if you're having a poor year, you could be going poor in both.
It is. Like, I mean, now he went to Killinall and Upper Church the last day. Like, I don't know. Everyone that could play football in Killinall seemed to be injured at that. You know, and I don't know whether they were just rested and just, you know, through the game or whatever. Well, through the game would not be, but they weren't prepared. Yeah. That wouldn't be a fair thing to say, but it would be. They weren't prepared to take chances with lads with niggles, let me say, because they were concentrating on the hurling the week after, and that didn't work out for long, you know. So, you know, they might be saying to themselves, look, we can rescue the season here by winning the Tom Cusack. I used to think, to be honest, that, you know, there's bits of me still think that this is a bit of a nuisance of a competition. You know, I'd be thinking as when I was a player, if you were out of the championship, you're out of the championship, you know. And if it wasn't a relegation battle, I wouldn't want to play in it. But then I was at the Com Cusack final last year, and to see what it meant to Rockwell when they won it was, you know, it meant every bit as much to them as the county final meant to Loughmore when they won it. They were absolutely delighted because they hadn't won a senior title in, you know, donkey's years. So it is, if a team takes it seriously, it could be one to rescue their season. Yeah, it could be one to rescue their season. But I would fancy, as I said at the start of the year, and I'll still go with it, I think Aero might win this competition.
Very good. So we'll go down. That's a fair prediction there. Yeah. We'll go down to intermediate, which actually starts on Friday night. So the first game of the weekend will actually also feature Clonmel Commercials, and they'll play Golden Kilfeacal in New Inn, 8 o'clock, so under lights there. That'll cost a nice few quid for whoever's playing that. I don't think we'll be seeing too many games under lights this autumn and winter.
No. That's about 250. Probably about 250 a game now, isn't it?
I saw Commercials kind of play Clamalogan this, and they were kind of impressive enough. You know, that they hit a very good score. They had more in the tank. They did lose a couple of players from this team and to the Commercials. Donald Lynch, I think, played the last group game for the senior A team, if I'm not mistaken. I think they lost another couple as well, because
the last four, I think,
on that weekend or whatever the kids are going to these days.
Debs was on, I think, wasn't it?
The Debs was on, you're right, yeah.
I watched Commercials play our lads in that. Now, Commercials, they ran out handy winners on the scoreboard. But funny enough, Shane Ryan was man of the match. He made 5 or 6 unbelievable saves. Like, so it shouldn't have been as comfortable for them, only that Shane Ryan produced, as I said, 5 or 6 magnificent saves. I also was at the Golden while Rovers came down and feathered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Golden, that ended up a draw, but Golden were absolutely crippled with injuries this year. I think in one of the hurling games earlier in the year, they had 29 players named on the programme, and they only had 17 of that 29 available for the game. Like, you know, and now I know that's a few weeks ago, and one or two might come back, but when you're missing in both hurling and football, the likes of Jack Leamy's quality, and They have a young lad there, he's about 20 years old, he's a really, really good player, Ben Corvin, and Ben is struggling with a hamstring all year and didn't play against my Rovers. So they would, I think Golden would need everybody, even with commercials missing their four. I think Golden would need everybody. But I thought that there, was it last year that these two played a new win in the quarterfinal? And I thought commercials had won their first game by 40 points. And I thought all they had to do was turn up in this. And Golden turned it over by 8 or 9 points. So never write them off. But
That first game was against Loughmore, though, wasn't it?
It was. Like, but this was quarterfinal stages again that they played Golden in, and Golden turned them over. It knocked commercials out of that tournament. So, still fancy commercials, but just.
Yeah. That's fair enough. We'll move on to Galty Rovers versus Ballina, West versus North. This one's on in the rag Saturday at 2 o'clock. Jesus, these are all fairly tough games to call.
But this one shouldn't be. I'd imagine Galty Rovers have been very impressive so far this year. And I know they've only played two games because of Forrest Kane pulling out. But they won the two games fairly well.
DJ Byrover. Galty, is he manager or
DJ's managing? No, he's managing Galty, and I'm sure he picked up enough tricks over the years from Charlie to know how to do it. And if he was struggling, he knows his phone number anyway to look for advice. But Galty have been very impressive so far. Yeah, team with a good tradition. It's actually very strange to be talking about them in intermediate football because they were senior so long. But they're down there 2 or 3 years now, so you know that's probably where they're at. But I fancy them to get over Ballina. Ballina had a great year last year,
probably well beaten by Mulnahone in the.
They were well beaten by Mulnahone, and I think Galty and Mulnahone are two of the better teams in it. So on the basis that I'd have Galty on the same level as Mulnahone, and Mulnahone well beaten them, and going with Galty.
There's a convoluted form line in there somewhere. Yeah. Not quite a local derby. I don't think they share a border. If I'm wrong, answers on a postcard, please. Featherton Grange Moclart. This is definitely
this is the tight around. You're 100% right. We played Featherton earlier on. I was very impressed with them once they got going. Like, I mean, they got an awful start against us. I think we went to 6 points to nothing up. And but they got it back together, and you know they were deserving winners by 3 or 4 points in the end. And then they went on the next day, and who'd they be in the final game? But they beat Clonmel Ogue in the final game fairly comprehensively as well. Like they're a young side, they're quite good. In normal circumstances, I would be strongly fancying Grange Moclart in this, but. Grange Moclart haven't played since the 31st of July. It's a long time without a game of football, without a competitive game of football. They played Loughmore in
the three-team groups.
Yeah, it was they played Loughmore on the 31st of July. They beat them 3-18 to 2 points, which would be, you know, that would be expected, like Loughmore's second team. Grange Moclart's first game, and then as we know, through the tragic circumstances of Dylan Quirk's death, that they were due to play Clonalty, and Clonalty didn't play that week. I gave them the walkover, and Clonalty took their chances against Loughmore, but Loughmore beat them. So it's a long time to wait. But these are a team that have a lot of football played together over the years, because they're nearly all around the one age. Like they're all nearly in under 21, 22. Age groups, so they would have played a lot up along.
Are we going for their third county final in a row?
Third county final in a row, yeah. They lost to Rockwell
Drum
down.
And
Drum last year. So they'll be hoping to get there. They'll probably need this game, but I think I just love the way they play football. They go about doing everything right. They just go gung ho for it. There's really no tactics. It's just go for it, you know? And it might be enough to get them over the line against Federer, but it's a game that they will need.
Spot on the last game. Then Loughmore and Mulnahone. Loughmore, as I said, shipped a beating in their group stages, but find themselves in a quarterfinal now. Would you give them any chance against Mulnahone?
In a word, no. No, well, Nahon have been very impressive in this tournament so far. I wrote off on Nahon last year, stupidly. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make that mistake again this year. And to be fair, out of the hurl, no, they've been very impressive in the football so far. They've been putting up big scores and conceding very little, which is, you know, the other side of the coin. Mulnahan to win that fairly comfortably.
Right, Anthony, thanks a million for that. Plenty of games there, plenty of good games in store this weekend. Anthony, one question. If you're in charge of the Tipperary Football Championships for next year, what is the structure? We mentioned there there's a few dead rubbers. We mentioned a couple of walkovers. I think there's eight senior teams in Kerry. We have 16 here in Tipperary under the current format, while we also have Feder Tour, you know, have topped the Roll of Honour and Galty Rovers, who would be another big name playing intermediate. What would you do?
I suppose the walkovers are inevitable in a dual county where you have running your championship on a league basis. So, you know, there are always going to be teams in the last round that have nothing to play for. So that's inevitable, but it's happening too often now over the years, particularly at intermediate football and stuff like that as a senior. So I think, I like the idea of the 16 senior teams. It's just not working. You know what I mean? I'd like it to mirror the Hurling Championship where it is working, but it's just not working in the football. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the proposals are from the football board tonight. But I know there was one being trotted around. It was nearly laughable when you think about it. It was the split season to follow Wexford and Waterford. That can't be a serious option. So
I don't think there'll be any appetite from that from anyone.
It would suit one or two clubs, all right. But in general, it's not a serious option. I would like to see, there's about 60 teams play football in Tip, 60 clubs. I'd like to see five grades of 12 teams. The format of the competition, I'm sure you could run it like Cavan. I've been saying this to you before. Cavan have a system up there where they have four rounds of open draws. So they have, say, their senior football championship, there's 12 teams in it. They have four open draws, so they've an open draw for the first round, and then on the weekend of the first round, they make the draw for the second round. And at the end of four rounds, the top eight teams go into the quarterfinals, and the bottom four teams go into relegation. That way, every team is getting three games, the same as they're getting at the moment. And some will get four, some will get five, and it'll take six games to... in this round, it'll take seven games to be county champions. That's the format I would like to see. And then mirror it then with an intermediate championship, a premier junior, an intermediate championship with 12 teams, premier junior with 12 teams, junior and junior B. So five grades of 12 teams and the format to be worked out. But I wouldn't like to see four groups of three, because that means you're getting one less game, you know. And I wouldn't like to see two groups of six, because if you're having walkovers in three, the last three, you could have three rounds with walkovers in it where teams are out.
Do you think five grades would be enough? I think, you know, with the focus on healthy lifestyles and all that, is Tipperary not a bit behind the likes of Dublin now, where you have Junior H? Sean Smith is after joining us there for a hurling chat in a couple of minutes, so this question applies to him as well. But, you know, do we need to kind of now reevaluate all our grades and go down to Junior F, Junior E? Be signing up Mark and Anthony Shelley or whatever now in a couple of years. Like, you know, almost...
I don't know if you... at Junior, you know, five grades, we only have 71 teams. You know, 16 play football, I think 71 play hurling, 71 clubs. Some of the clubs are struggling for numbers as it is, so I don't think where they're going to get... You know, you'd be looking at, just take Clonmel Commercials. You can't field the Junior B team. You know,
I'd say we could, but I'd say the standard of Junior B has just gone. You've Grange Mochler second team in there. And I just think they're, you know, having been on the receiving end of them last year, you know, our third team wouldn't be rightfully in the same league as their second team. And I think there's when you only go down to junior B in Tip, I think there's too many mismatches there.
Possibly, but I don't know if there'd be an appetite for junior C or junior D, or would you have the clubs? One, I haven't thought about, Kevin, to be honest. I was happy enough in the
I
own
just
of the world.
Don't want to be retired, to be honest.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, but you just want to stay playing for yourself. But, yeah, we'll create exactly. A grade for you. Yeah, but no,
I'll be thrown in the motions in the county, the county convention.
Yeah, an over 35 league. yeah, no, you know, possibly, as I said, I hadn't given great thought. I was stuck on my five groups of 12.
The one, just to cut across that, today. The cabin system would be a radical departure, and that this would be the final question. Do you think you could get away with kind of one tier of eight teams and two groups of four and have it very competitive? Maybe the top team into the top team straight into the semis and second versus third playoff.
How would you get to that, Kevin? You're going to relegate eight teams in the boardroom?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, yes, they've done it in the hurling.
I wouldn't, because when for a lot of clubs, like my own club, you know, Grand, we're nearly at the top table now, but it's not too long ago we would have been struggling. We were in relegation battles, like, you know. I just think if teams that take football seriously are put back into a second grade, you know, back into intermediate or senior B or whatever you want to call it, it would kill football in Tipperary. You would have a very competitive senior football championship. Not sure the rest would be that competitive, you know.
Yeah, and maybe that's where the problem is at the moment.
I don't think you get it through anyway. I think you have to be I don't even know. Going to 12, I find I don't like relegating teams in a boardroom. I think. Preferably, I'd like to see it done over a couple of years, you know, where, you know, one up, two down, you know. But I don't know how you'd work out the structure in the intervening years, you know. So you might just have to do it in the boardroom and say, you know, the 2023 championship, the last four teams, the bottom four teams in each group are going down, you know, to intermediate.
No worries, Anthony. Thanks a million for that. Look forward to a good weekend of action. Now joined by Sean Smith, who's going to review the hurling. Particularly bad weekend for Sean there. Third of Sarsfields with the defeat to Clonelty. Anthony, you're welcome to stay for this as well.
I won't know. How are you, Sean?
How are you doing, Anthony?
Yeah, I'll tip off now, Kevin.
I liked your thing there about the cabin structure. Enjoy that now. It gives, you know, a mixture into that. We're getting three games. Let's look for draw who we draw as well. And, you know, it's kind of a compromise between Curl's one, and maybe Kevin's
one,
you know.
Yeah, as Kevin touched on there, though, it might be a bit radical. Like, you know, there's a story I heard about a lad that was taken over chairman of the county board a good few years ago, and somebody said it's about time we'll see a bit of change. And he goes, if they thought I was going to change things, I'd never have got the job in the first place. I think it might be a bit too radical, but it certainly be worth a look. Certainly be worth a look.
Absolutely. Thanks for that, Anthony.
Okay, Kevin, I'll talk to you. Bye. Bye.
You're out of the senior A. You're still standing in the senior B. Lost a close one against Clonelty the weekend.
Yeah, disappointing. They said their last week's draw, I don't want Clonelty giving everything on.
You did, in fairness, on our little, on our WhatsApp group. You wore...
Just didn't feel it. Again, in Holy Cross, missing Ron, and just... I don't know, the vibes were just not good. Like, for
got off and the slow start.
Slow start. But then came out half time and thought we were going to pull it away. Paddy Creedon got a goal, ball into him, bang, back in net. Another score followed. But just we couldn't drive on from that, to be fair. And Clonelty, the penalty, I don't know, was inside the box. The camera angles are deceiving, to say at least. But sure, the same ref to kind of maybe, I won't say, I'm not going to say what the ref was against Neil Ashton and Cash, wasn't it? Same Mary's game. Senior B as well, so we won't see that. But again, like, no complaints, just weren't good enough. They could have robbed it at the end. Ronan Mara came on, didn't get much ball, got one or two maybe. Like, at the end, we could have pulled in a ball or two, ended up in net by a point, and would have been robbery. Yeah. I don't know, like, but
if you had got over to that, you know, getting Ronan back on the field for a bit of game time, you know, you would have got stronger as you went along. Yeah. But
Billy was very good. Now, fair, he played a full game there for us. No, so like, we just we couldn't get the flow into the game at all. In our forwards, like we did against Percy and that. So disappointing. Yeah,
there was a high water mark for the year for Sarsfields. He joined, I suppose, on the list of teams that'll be wondering what, I suppose most years would be Nina, wondering what might have been a very strong start taking a North Championship, but you know, that injury to Barry Heffernan maybe upset them and they never really recovered there and were caught by Brackens then on Sunday.
They should have seen that. Like, we didn't get into a time note. As I said, the fixture games made no sense. 1:30, like, is 3:05 when leaving Holy Cross was traffic, like, so a few lads did go into it and a few of them actually left a couple minutes to go and I got lads say, oh, Nina are well up here, game over. And then I was like, Brackens won. They're like, what? Brackens won well. So I don't know how it happened, but that's the thing of Brackens against Lochmore the time as well, a few games this year. They kind of just plow on and they'll get scores in, but need to be sick in there to fair like.
Yeah.
What, 4 or 5 up with what, 6, 7 left, is it?
Yeah. If not 6 or 7 at one stage, and you know, I always fear for Brackens. It's probably not doing them any justice. I always think they're just a little bit lightweight and dependent on Andy Ormond, but in attack, but evidently they're not. You know, and they have a very good starting 15. They've like Shane Burke maybe to come off the bench, so they're building a panel there.
They should have got through the group. They shouldn't have been in really a primary. Maybe they should have a bit like more that day as well. You know, so the kind of. In the quarter final for the merit where they are won the mid as well. So no, they're going well. But like one of them are the church to be in a county semi final now. And like thinking back at it, like, they wouldn't think that's their year, the way the draw worked out for them.
Absolutely.
Right chance. Like,
we'll come to our power rankings for the 8 teams remaining in Dan Breen in a moment, but there's one game on this weekend. All West affair, Capa White versus Knocka Villa in Clonoulty.
Mike wouldn't come on because he said he'd damage himself, wouldn't what's that thing? Perjury or what do they call it? Yeah. You want to speak out.
But given the other team lots of motivation. So I think we were fairly harsh on, or we were accused of being fairly harsh on Knocka Villa not appreciating their achievements last year and topping their group and all the rest of it. I think Davins and the like were in that one. So you could have questioned the form and sure as that they kind of lost to the first decent team that they faced. But look, they find themselves in a quarter final now. I wouldn't know too much about these. Cap White probably after a bad couple of years had a very good, you know, probably a marquee victory over Ballingarry, and you know, it's a free cut for them really, you know, at this stage.
I've seen a bit of Cap White this year, a few games left there, doing auto recording matching that, but they kind of hurling bus, so to speak. You know, they could win a game with her for 10 minutes, but like knock a hurling
out. St Mary's played them in the challenge match earlier on. Yeah, they were. They weren't bad, like, you know, but it was a fairly loose game.
Like this will be kind of who can hurt for the whole game, to be honest, I think, between both of them teams. But like Cap White, they started well in the Cross Cup, they done well in that. You know what they're building, but like they want to be, this is where they want to be, winning, getting intermediate down to the last few, for sure.
Absolutely. And you know, Knocka Villa there started well this year, but might be disappointed not to top the group. But we'll just, before we wrap up, we'll go to the hurling power rankings. So again, much debate on our WhatsApp group about the top 8 here. So again, any comments, our lads on social media, love getting your comments and messages in there. So number 8, bringing up the rear, Brackens. Number 7, Artuma Vara. I'd have two, we've already spoke about Brackens. I'd have Artuma Vara at the back there.
Probably game. I don't know, the both teams are good draws. Toss up, like top bottom, like the way they are at home, the top 4 and bottom 4 very similar, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, would you even go like, yeah, I would
top 3 maybe even, but top, yeah. Like then top 4 kind of made a team that might see in the final 4. That's
I don't want to talk too much about the quarterfinals because you know, I suppose we'll ruin our podcast for next week, but I mean, the winner of Drummond Lochmore have a great, you know, have a great chance, I think. Easy to say that.
Who'll be 5 there, Kevin?
We have
6 and 5, 6, are
there? We have Kilran at 6 and Clonoulty at 5. I think Clonoulty, maybe if you look at it in the cold light of day, might be again. I'd swap those two back as well. I know they had a good win over Eve, but I think they'll eventually kind of maybe run into a team.
yeah, it's, they're kind of there probably on what's done the weekend as well, ourselves, and you know, momentum, form, a lot of things went into the game, so no motion. So
Kilrain hampered by loss of Craig Morgan, or do you think they're consistent enough maybe to go and win three games now and claim Dan Breen? They've definitely the talent.
They do have talent, but the thing is to win, do say three games, like they can flatter Steve and win games well, and then the final week not come out. But like some team's going to get run this. Like Saturday, I was kind of saying Drum was a team to get run. At the moment, it looked like it, but someone else come from out nowhere now and just win three games from the county final. Fairly simple.
Yeah.
In two games, yeah. Sorry. Like three, jeez.
Yeah, it's all about getting there. Then we've Upper Church number four. Again, they're another team. I think they're lucky to be in the top four. I've been accused of calling them the group of dwarves. I think it was more the general standard of the group I was referring to. But, you know, they've drawn Brackens again. They haven't this
Brackens in the last four. That's the way you look at that as well. Like, no.
But they lost them already this year.
Mm. Yeah, and the mid-game draw is close to an empty over the years. It's never. Not now. They know each other so well. Like, and they're playing football this weekend as well. So, you know, it is.
The divisional form isn't working out at all, though. It's not. I mean, Swanner and relegation from the south. Penalty won the west. Okay, that's fair enough. Nina are out. Mid Brackens are kind of punching their weight in the mid, like, so you know,
teams are prime at the peak when the first round championship was due. Tip got knocked out with throwing the divisions, like Drum did the opposite, they peaked championship.
Yeah, have they peaked too early?
We'll find out
soon enough. So, Lochmore, the county champions, they're at three. Thoughts their injuries, you know, they're getting a couple of players back, but they have still. You know, like the likes of John McGrath, obviously long-term absentees. Drummond Inch at two, and we've gone for Kildangan at one. So I'll let you talk about the top three there, Sean.
Yeah, like Lochmore, probably the one with all injuries they have, are probably a bit of the underdogs there, but it's Lochmore, so I can't see that. That's why they're number three. And then Drum Kildangan so far in the year, Drum have done what they've done. We know Kildangan are capable of winners 2 years ago as well. So, like, in the draw, Kildangan, Lochmore, they were talking on next week's pod now and that, but that'd be a taste. Sorry, Lochmore and Drum. That'd be a taste, in fairness, on RT as well. But Drum, Drum wants it either. Drum probably didn't want to get Lochmore, like, you know.
Yeah, no, there were definitely easier draws there, you know, at this stage in the quarterfinals. But that's a big test, you know. You've the Cousins, the McGraths, and the Campions kind of going at it like Cousins, and there's a few, there's a few kind of subplots there. It's a very tough one.
We could flip the power rankings upside down after the quarterfinals, honestly.
You read this, it's the most open. I think with five different champions over the last 5 years, you wouldn't bet against having, you know, 6-6.
There's years there where you call a final four and you get four right easy, you know, this year. You know, if you call the final four at the start, you probably would have had maybe a Sars or a Slee in it. They're gone. You know, like, there's teams that are about top half of the market there that are nowhere near at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, what it's going to make is, you know, it's going to make for four hopefully great games, and you know, it's really building as a championship. It's well worth it, and all games then are on in the stadium as well, so easy enough for most people in the county to get. And I think it's the right place to have the games at this stage of the competition as well.
Oh yeah, kind of. It's just probably for TV and streaming as well, and a lot of. I know there are games that will draw an audience, not just in the stadium, but far and wide, and they're probably looking at.
That's if the field is available again after they take down the works for the dog show and stuff this weekend.
That'd be fine. They'll cover up. I
hope Lassie isn't digging potholes in the field now, to be honest. But but anyway, Sean, thanks a million for that. We'll talk again next week and we'll preview the games in depth. But so thanks all to listening for this episode of Premier View Podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.